figures don't lie. And according to Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter, Jamaica's medium to long-term economic outlook is positive. That's due to sustained improvements in the country's performance in several key economic targets over the past 4 to 5 years. In fact, the governor is convinced now is the time for those with capital to invest or expand their operations. He presented these findings at the recent Bank of Jamaica quarterly press briefing. We go into detail about the bank's findings on today's edition of Going for Growth. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
No longer is the economy characterized by large balance of payments imbalances, unstable fiscal deficits, high inflation, and high interest rates. Instead, we have broad macroeconomic stability, low inflation, a sustainable current account, a stable and competitive exchange rate, falling interest rates, and expanding credit to businesses and households.
Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter. He says the positive outlook is due to the government's tight fiscal policy over the past 5 years, guided by oversight from the International Monetary Fund. Major strides were made during the past fiscal year, chief among them a reduction in the current account deficit. In fact, Mr. Winter says Jamaica has posted its best current account deficit in 20 years. The current account deficit measures a country's trade to determine whether or not the value of goods and services it imports exceeds the value of goods and services it exports. The ideal situation is for a country to make more money from exports than it spends on imports. Mr. Winter says Jamaica's current account deficit for the 2016-2017 fiscal year was 1.8% of gross domestic product GDP. This is 0.2 percentage points less than the 2.0% of GDP recorded for the 2015-2016 fiscal year. This decrease, the central bank governor says, indicates that Jamaica is putting itself on track to earn more foreign exchange than it spends.
We have to go back about 20 years in our history to find another deficit as low as this. If we subtract imports that have been financed from foreign direct investment inflows, this will be the second consecutive year when Jamaica, in fact, earns more in foreign exchange than it actually spends, otherwise known or called a surplus.
The improved current account deficit was attributed to, among other things, a 9% increase in goods exports, which translates to approximately $26 million. Mr. Winter adds that this is the first time in 4 years that Jamaica has recorded such an increase. Almost all of this 9% increase in goods exports was due to increases in the export of non-traditional goods.
Food exports from a wide variety of items, including ackee, fruits, baked products, and sauces, rose by 26%, and earnings from tobacco and beverages, not counting rum, rose by 112%.
Another outstanding contributor to Jamaica's improved economic position during the 2016-2017 fiscal year was the tourism sector. Mr. Winter outlined that during the winter period, from December 15 last year to April 30 this year, Jamaica posted its best ever earnings with over $1 billion.
In a context where tourism usually earns over $2 billion annually, this year we've already earned over $1 billion in the winter season alone. Overall, Jamaica expects a record 4.2 million visitors this year, and we're already talking about reaching the 5 million visitor mark very soon.
In accordance with the notable improvement in Jamaica's economic outlook, Mr. Winter believes the time is right for investors to open their wallets and invest, and he is challenging them accordingly.
The figures don't lie, and we need the private sector, especially those engaged in tourism, exports of goods and services, competitive import substitution activities, to keep on doing what the private sector does best, create more jobs and create more sustainable growth.
Bank of Jamaica Governor Brian Winter. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Going for Growth.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.